different people will say different things about meaning and about sound having meaning. I come from the tradition, if you call it a tradition, that sound is basically an abstract concept. That sound by itself has no meaning. We only learn to put a meaning with it. I mean, if you hear, it has no meaning. But if you know that I just ate too much food, maybe you think my stomach is having a problem, you know? So then it has a meaning, you know? Sound by itself is pure vibration. What is sound? I mean, come on, really, it's vibrational patterns in the air. I mean, that is as abstract as you can get, you know? It's only your memory. I always come back to this phrase. I always come back to the idea of memory. Your memory organizes and gives meaning to the sound. My memory does it, and your memory does it. So in a strange way, when you make sound, you are agreeing to mix together two memories, the memory of the creator of the sound and the memory of the listener of the sound. And this mixture of these two memories is what sound means, which is why you can't really control sound, because I never know what is your memory. Hey, you people out there, you're listening, there's a, you know, you're sitting in your house, you're sitting in your kitchen, you're driving your car. I don't know what you did today, what you did yesterday. I don't know how many children you have. I don't know what you love, what you hate. You have a different memory than me. You experience my voice and my sounds in a way I cannot control, but the mixture is interesting.